Welcome to Catholic Moms in the Middle, a podcast for midlife moms who want to live their lives in a way that creates a legacy of faith, hope, and love. In this show, I will equip and encourage you to become the person you were created to be by discovering your identity as a beloved daughter of God. This discovery allows you to live your unique God-given purpose to bring hope, joy, and healing to those around you. My goal is to help you encounter the love of the Father, to find healing and transformation through the Holy Spirit, so that you can courageously magnify Christ in your marriage, with your children, in your communities, and with everyone you encounter in your daily life.
Hey friends, I'm Jenny Gwynn, and this is Catholic Moms in the Middle. In this week's show, I want to share with you three pillars that I have uncovered working with women that equip them to embrace their unique calling. These pillars are encounter, transform, and magnify. If you've listened to many of my shows, or if you've attended one of my in-person retreats, then you know that my main mission is to equip and encourage women to magnify Christ in their little corner of the world. When I first started using the phrase little corner of the world, my husband shared that he wasn't crazy about it. He thought it could limit women to thinking small, that they might not think that they could influence many people. I personally think the opposite is true. So many women that I work with in coaching or that I meet on retreats have the belief that they have to be and do all things before they are worthy, valued, or important. It is easy to see other women who are traveling across the world to serve, women who are leading huge organizations, or even those women who seem to always be at adoration and daily mass, and it's easy to think that your actions could never matter like what they are doing, that you are not holy enough, or you're not on the right path. But here's what I like to share with women. Imagine if every woman magnified Christ in their little corner of the world. So what does that mean? What does your little corner of the world look like? Maybe that means in your marriage, with your children, in your social circles, at work, or any encounter you have in your daily lives. If you magnified Christ in all of those little areas, the world could change. Most women that I encounter have this deep desire to serve God. They want to do great things for Him, but they aren't sure where to begin or what makes them unique. As a midlife mom, I often look back and see how I carried around heavy burdens, thinking that I had to be the perfect mom, I had to volunteer for everything, or that my kids' behavior was a reflection on if I was a good mom or not. Can any of you relate? Women have a unique role in the church and in sharing the faith. Women are nurturers and pour their heart and souls out for others. You've probably heard me say before that living your faith is often like being a lighthouse in the darkness. So let's talk about lighthouses for a minute. Why are lighthouses important? Well, the two main purposes of a lighthouse are to serve as a navigational aid and to warn boats of dangerous seas. It's like a traffic sign on the sea. Lighthouses are uniquely different. They may be a solid color depending on the terrain around them. Sometimes lighthouses have stripes. Their elevation is different depending on the shore around them. Their light has its own pattern of flashing to help sailors differentiate one lighthouse from another. Now, lighthouses may all seem the same, but each lighthouse is unique in its own way. This is the same with women. Each one of us has a unique place and an authentic calling from God. You and I are each called to be the light of Christ in our own special way to those around us. So, what is symbolic about a lighthouse? A lighthouse can symbolize safety, as it provides guidance, direction, and hope for the sailors and helps them avoid danger and to also reach their destination. A lighthouse can also represent the human need for security, comfort, and protection, especially in times of uncertainty or crisis. Psalm 21 says, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. So why should I be afraid? The Lord is my fortress, protecting me from danger. So why should I tremble?" Are you allowing God to act as your lighthouse? If you trust in Him and ask Him, He will go before you, guiding and protecting you during your day. Now, I think we could all agree that the world we live in is full of darkness, confusion, and chaos. Like a sailor at sea, it is easy to get tossed about by the wind and waves and come dangerously close to crashing into the shore. Each day, we are in a battle for our souls and the souls of those we love. Instead of cowering in spiritual warfare, I want to equip and encourage women to claim their identity as the daughter of God the Father. God is the ultimate light that will guide and direct us in times of trials and struggles. Encountering God in the darkness of your life often increases your faith, brings hope, and gives you the strength to carry on. When you encounter God and live your life out of that encounter, then you are able to be the light of Christ for someone else. I want you to think about someone that you admire for their faith. Who is the woman you see living their faith through their words and their actions? Someone who seems to rely on their faith during difficult situations. Someone who remains focused on God, even when trials try to pull them away from Him. That woman is a lighthouse for you, and they may not even realize it. They are the person you look towards when times are tough. They are the person who inspires you with their way of living day after day, the way they live their faith day after day. One of the lighthouses in my life is my friend Linda. I have known Linda for over 25 years. Our husbands were good friends. Our families have been good friends. We've had so much fun together, so many laughs. We've been on trips together. Our kids went to the same school, so we often volunteered together. We see each other at Mass. We've attended retreats and Bible studies. You name it, and we've done it together. We've each had a front row seat to the other person's life. There have been times that I've encouraged Linda, and there have been times that she has carried me with her faith and her words of encouragement. Now, I hope you each have a friend like this in your life. If I'm being honest, Linda wouldn't claim to be a lighthouse. She's way too humble, but she has a bright light shining for God. Over the years, her light may have dimmed just a bit, but it never went out. You see, Linda lost her daughter, Brooke, to a murder-suicide when Brooke was in her 20s. This was devastating for Linda's family. I can remember hearing the tragic news and then seeing Linda and her husband, John, sitting in the pew at church the very next morning for Mass. Linda always said there was nowhere else she'd rather be than in Mass with God and with her church family during this difficult time. But this was just the beginning of Linda's journey with grief. She lost her beloved grandson, Trey, when he was a teenager. She loved Trey so much, especially since he was her connection to her daughter, Brooke. Trey's death was also tragic and devastating for all of those who knew and loved him. Now, Trey was one of those people who was larger than life. His smile would light up a room, and you could not help but to be wrapped around his little finger. I often referred to Trey as the fourth Gwen boy. We loved being around him and spent lots of time with Trey and John and Linda. Even though Linda's walk through grief was not easy, she always looked towards God. Even though her heart was breaking, she remained faithful. And you would often find her encouraging you, building you up, showing concern for others. It was how, and it is how, she lives her life, to give to others, to share her faith with those around her. Linda's grief journey continues. Most recently, she lost her husband, John, after he battled cancer for several years. In John's last year of life, Linda quietly stayed by his side. She never complained. She was always willing to make sure he was comfortable, and she focused her attention on him. So many times she reminded me of the Blessed Mother, how she stood by, even though her heart was breaking, watching someone she loved suffer so much, she never left his side. She loved spending time with John, even though it was often difficult to see him declining and suffering. Many times she stayed home to be with John and sacrificed time with friends and social gatherings. John passed away in February of 2023. Since then, Linda's faith has remained strong. Of course, there are times of pain and struggling to make sense of all the losses, and I am sure that there are some woe is me moments, but Linda doesn't remain there long. Her light is always shining bright, even through the tears and heartache. Recently, Linda shared that Father Dan told her to always be grateful. He challenged her to live her life in gratitude and to constantly look for things to be thankful for. She shared with me that she lives in gratitude for big and small things. Recently, when pumping gas, she said she kept thinking about how grateful she was to have a car and how grateful she was to have the ability to put gas in her car. Like I said before, Linda is a lighthouse in my life, and I thank God for her every day. She shines bright in the good times, but also in those times of pain and heartache. Her love of God is contagious. Linda doesn't try to figure out why things happen, but she leans on what she knows about God as a good, good Father, and she trusts in His ways. When trials and difficulties come my way, I often look to Linda and how she has handled so much adversity and suffering in her life. It often puts my troubles in perspective, and her light shining bright is a reminder to trust in God and to lean on Him. One of the ways that Linda shines the brightest is through her joy. Each and every day, she chooses joy. She's the kindest, sweetest soul you could ever meet. If you ask her for prayers, you can rest assured that she is praying the rosary or offering a mass for those intentions. It is through gratitude and joy that she lives her faith in a way that inspires and encourages others. So, I have a question for you. Who is the lighthouse in your life? Do you have more than one? How does this person guide you? If you look back, how have they helped you overcome obstacles and trials in your life? Now, just like there is someone in your life who is your lighthouse, believe it or not, you, right now, are someone else's lighthouse. There is someone who looks towards you, someone who is watching how you handle trials and tribulations. But also, they're watching how you choose joy and gratitude. Now, I know you might be thinking that you're not smart enough, you're not holy enough, you're not saintly enough or faithful enough, but you are. I don't share this with you to put pressure on you and for you to think that you have to always be perfect. Lord knows that is impossible for both of us. But I tell you that you are a lighthouse for someone else, so that you can see that you are important. The way that you live your faith is uniquely yours. I'm reading the book, Jesus, I Trust in You. It's a 30-day personal retreat with the Litany of Trust by Sister Faustina Maria Pia. She's a sister of life. In the book, she shares, realize that your love is unique and that no one can love with your heart. Is there a place God is inviting you to share your love? She goes on to say, offering our love to God with trust is powerful. Wherever I am in my relationship with the Lord, can I pause at least once a day to make a small offering with my life to God, in my own words? She says, it can be as simple as saying, Jesus, I give you my life, or Jesus, I trust you with my life, or Father, into your hands I commend my spirit. She says, I've made it a habit to offer my life to God every time I bow my head and saying the Glory Be prayer, using something that is already part of my day to let His power course through me. This is what it means to be a lighthouse for God. This is how you magnify Christ to those around you. The pillars are encounter the love of the Father, be transformed and healed by the Holy Spirit, so that you can magnify Christ in your little corner of the world. The question that I am asked most often is, how? How can I encounter God in a deeper way? How can I be transformed and healed by the Holy Spirit? How can I magnify Christ in my little corner of the world? After hours of Catholic life coaching with women who are searching for answers, and after leading retreats where women come hungry to learn more about their faith, about inner healing, and how to share everything that they have with others, I took everything I learned from coaching, from leading retreats, and just interactions with women, and I created Magnify. Magnify is an online community for women to come together and learn more about encountering God so that they know who they are as the daughter of a king. What I often find is a head knowledge of God. You know about God from Scripture. You might be able to quote Scripture passages. You know about the Catholic faith and what it means to be Catholic. But it is sometimes just head knowledge. It gets stuck in your head. It's information that you know. The encounter happens when you go from head knowledge to what I like to call heart wisdom. So, have you ever thought about the difference between knowledge and wisdom, especially when it comes to your faith? Wisdom is more than just knowledge. It is the application of knowledge and the discernment that comes from that perspective. In Matthew 13, we read, coming to his hometown, he began teaching the people in their synagogue, and they were amazed. Where did this man get this wisdom and these miraculous powers, they asked. Wisdom gets people's attention. It gets them asking, wondering. It elevates the best way. Wisdom expressed can even sway those that you know to looking at something from a different perspective. Wisdom is something you and others will see, but sometimes not always from the start. There are times when words or verbal responses are not necessary because you're able to speak more clearly and effectively by living out that wisdom, being the light of Christ, being that lighthouse. In Magnify, my online community for women, my goal is to help you encounter the love of the Father so that you are able to live each day with confidence as His daughter, the heir to His kingdom. As an heir, you live with power and authority with the belief that healing and transformation is possible with the Holy Spirit. I have created Magnify to be like a personal monthly retreat. Each month's theme includes audio and video lessons to help you encounter the Father, to be transformed and healed by the Holy Spirit, and then it challenges you to magnify Christ in your little corner of the world. This month, the lesson will help you discover who you believe God is in your life. Do you believe that He is all good, loving, and forgiving? Or, like I did for a long time, do you believe He's a scorekeeper, keeping track of all of your mistakes and shortcomings? You will explore the identity that you have for God. The transformation lesson for the month focuses on fig leaves. After Adam and Eve ate the forbidden fruit, they immediately felt ashamed and naked. They sewed fig leaves together to hide their nakedness, and they hid from God in the garden. Fig leaves represent all of the ways that you and I hide from God. You may not realize it, but you and I each have a closet full of fig leaves that we wear at different times. Fig leaves are often worn to avoid fear, insecurity, guilt, loneliness, escaping from something, anxiety, and failure. In Magnify, you will learn how to renounce and replace the fig leaves with God's truth and love about who you are. So you'll encounter the love of the Father to establish your identity as the daughter of God. You'll be transformed and healed by the Holy Spirit as you replace fig leaves with God's love and mercy. Finally, in Magnify, my online community for women, you will find a monthly challenge that will equip and encourage you to go out and magnify Christ in your little corner of the world. This is where you become that lighthouse for those around you. The monthly challenge will inspire you, but it will also push you out of your comfort zone. I hear from so many women that they want to uncover their gifts and explore the charismatic gifts of the Holy Spirit, but they're uncertain and fearful of what that means or how to do it. In Magnify, we will begin by wading in the shallow end of the pool to explore those gifts and what they might look like in your life. Magnify is a community for women who want to grow deeper in their faith. Each month in Magnify, those lessons will be housed in a library so you can watch them at your convenience. One of the most exciting parts of Magnify are group coaching calls where you can come together with other women in the community. You can ask questions, you can bring something for coaching, and we will learn together, we will grow together so that together we can magnify Christ in the world. I want to leave you with John 14. Do not be worried and upset, Jesus told them. Believe in God and believe also in me. There are many rooms in my Father's house, and I'm going to prepare a place for you. I would not tell you this if it were not so. And after I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you myself so that you will be where I am. You know the way that leads to the place where I am going. Believe me when I say that I am in the Father and the Father is in me. If not, believe because of the things I do. I'm telling you the truth. Those who believe in me will do what I do. Yes, they will do even greater things because I am going to the Father. And I will do whatever you ask for in my name, so that the Father's glory will be shown through the Son. If you ask me for anything in my name, I will do it. Jesus is calling us to encounter the Father, to be transformed and healed by the Holy Spirit, so that you and I can magnify His face, the face of Christ in our little corner of the world. To learn more about Magnify, my online community for women, go to my website, www.catholicmomsinthemiddle.com, and click on the tab at the top that says Magnify. You'll find more information, and you will see where you can sign up and get started this month. Let's pray. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Dear Lord, we thank you that even though we fail and we make mistakes, that you are a loving God who forgives us, who shows us great mercy, who stands us up, brushes off our knees, and sets us on the path to grow closer to you. And Lord, I just ask that you help every person listening, every person who has a head full of knowledge about you and about your love, that they connect it and it becomes heart wisdom, that they're able to embrace their call as the daughter of God, that they're able to walk into that inheritance to claim that power and authority. And Lord, if there's someone who's struggling, who's going through a difficult time, it can often seem isolating and like they're alone. Lord, I just ask that you place in front of them a woman who is their lighthouse, a woman who will encourage, who will shine their light, that will bring them hope, that will bring them courage and boldness to keep moving forward, even when things seem like they're falling apart. And Lord, I ask that you bless every woman listening, that you will reveal to them their unique call in your world so that they can magnify you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
All right, friends, as we close, I want you to remember, you are a lighthouse that guides others through their darkest storms. I want you to keep shining and never forget to light your own path, the path that God has set aside just for you. God needs you to encounter Him, to be transformed and healed by the Holy Spirit, so that you can magnify Him in the world. You can be someone's beacon of hope when the world seems dark and hopeless. All right, friends, until we meet again next week, go out and magnify Christ in your little corner of the world. God bless.
To learn more about my ministry for midlife women, go to CatholicMomsInTheMiddle.com and be sure to check out Magnify, my online community for women, where you will grow deeper in your faith. You'll find inner healing in areas where you have struggled for years, and you'll be equipped and encouraged to become the person God has called you to be so that you can go out and magnify Christ in the world. The music for this podcast was written by Sean Williams, Catholic composer and musician. You'll find more of Sean's original music at musicbyseanwilliams.com. That is music by S-H-A-W-N Williams.com.